DNR wardens say there have been confirmed wolf sightings in almost all of the 11 counties in the agency's South Central District. In addition, the department says last year, the animals were accidentally killed in Trempealeau, Sauk, Winnebago, and Dane counties. Within the last month, more wolves were killed in the southern half of the state, including one last week in Lafayette County. DNR mammal ecologist Adrian Weideman says it largely seems to be young wolves setting out from the north on their own.
They're leaving their home territory to search for a mate and establish a new territory. And I suspect when they get in areas such as farmland, open lands that are not typical wolf range, that they get somewhat disoriented and they probably travel fairly long distances. We've had wolves from the Black River Falls area of Wisconsin that have gotten as far east and south as eastern Indiana.
Weideman says dead wolves have also been found in northern Illinois. He says he does not expect wolves to colonize the southern counties. Still, to keep hunters better informed and to keep them out of the legal trouble that shooting an endangered species can bring, the DNR is trying to publicize the differences between wolves and coyotes, which can be hunted. Weideman says a key difference is gray wolves are larger.
Very much taller than coyotes. Often when people see wolves from a distance, their first impression is deer instead of another canid.
Weideman says coyotes have a more pointed snout and ears. He says in some cases, hunters may be deliberately killing the wolves. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.